Hello, my beautiful friend. Hi. Remember last week I played you a little music box and I asked if anybody would send me some music box music, and some of you did, and I'm so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I chose to play this one today. This is from Michelle. Michelle, thank you. She tells me that this is actually from the theme from Game of Thrones. And I didn't know that music, but I find it just absolutely charming. And I hope you do too. And again, thank you to those of you who did do that. I think that was really fun. There's something, what is it that's so charming and so delightful? Maybe it's the simplicity. That could be it. You know, that it's like, you just have this tiny little box and you're turning this little handle. Maybe it brings back the delights of childhood, right? When the smallest things brought such joy. And I don't know about you guys, but like, you know, I can remember having a box where I kept like little treasures, and certainly music boxes would fit into a treasure box. And I didn't know what I was going to talk about, as I often don't. But I'm actually feeling delighted by this idea of tiny, tiny, simple, simple joy, right? I've been in such a hard time. Oh, man. Anyone who knows me has been around me, and you guys probably too. I've just been buried in a lot of loss and grief and hard stuff. And you know what? It's really, really amazing to find little tiny places of joy. And these music boxes are one of them, right? Like that, I hope it is for you too. I call these tiny moments of joy. You know, of course I call them pinpricks of light. Yes, but they're also stepping stones. So each little pinprick of light is a stepping stone for me to get to the next moment. And sometimes life is like that. My friend Greg and I have been sending audio notes to each other multiple times a day. And we both keep saying, simply hearing, you know, that comforting voice of a friend. And particularly my friend Greg is very funny. So even when he's going through a hard time, he's funny. And boy, that also is such a pinprick of light. When people are able to bring humor into the hardest of times, that is such a gift. So I don't know, as I'm saying all this, I'm wondering, as you're thinking of maybe it's your own life that feels a little heavy or hard or grief-filled or exhausting, but maybe not. Maybe you're feeling really good and energized. Maybe your life is feeling like summer and sunshine and joy. And I hope that's the case. I hope it's the latter. But you know what? No matter where you are, I want you to know that we're all in this together, right? We're all in this together. We are all just walking each other home. My favorite quote from Ram Dass. Someone quoted that to me yesterday, and I loved hearing it in someone else's voice. It was so beautiful. As I always say, you know, if you're the one feeling that energy and that lightness and that sunshine, please maybe try and think of someone in your life who may be needing a tiny little pinprick of light. And how could you, you know, and not in a lot of time and not spending a lot of money, but maybe just a text. My friend Rosemary, the beautiful poet Rosemary, she will sometimes send me a text, an audio note, and she will sing. And it might be 15 seconds. And it just absolutely brings a smile to my face no matter what. And that's her own special. You know, she's a beautiful voice. And she's very busy. And yet she takes the time to do that. And what would your own brand of that be for someone in your life? So, you know, Greggy will send me some humor, Rosemary sends a song, some of you sent little music box. I mean, that's a beautiful thing, is to send people music, especially if it's something that's meaningful to you and your friend. You know, it doesn't have to be a music box. Not everybody has a music box, but you could just go to YouTube and play a song that connects you to somebody. I find that to be always like really meaningful, you know, especially, you know, like my friend Lisa, who I've known since seventh grade, she once made me a whole CD of music from our middle school and high school days. And I still treasure that. I love that CD. Of course, it's no longer in CD form. I uploaded it to digital, but I really love those songs. Each of them brings back, it's like they take me right back to moments, you know, when we were sitting on her porch and, you know, crying over, you know, our crushes that didn't love us back, or, you know, wondering about the meaning of life. There's so many little tiny things we can do. You know, sometimes if I'm going to meet someone in person and I pass a little flower stand where, you know, where you could just buy one flower, I like to buy just a single flower, a single sunflower, a single Gerber daisy, just some small little token, you know, or maybe it's a dark chocolate bar if you're seeing someone in person. I just think that, you know, the world can be hard sometimes. It can be tiring, no matter who we are, no matter how much we, you know, we all practice being at our most joyful selves as much as we can. You know, we're human beings and we go through a lot of stuff. I can attest to that. And it really is a beautiful thing. It's really a saving grace to be the recipient of some tiny love. Maybe it's even like I'm looking outside, we have a beautiful acacia tree, and you know, it could be, you know, that you take a picture of something beautiful in your yard and you send it to somebody who might be feeling down, you know. Sometimes somebody will send me a bird, right, or a flower, and that's so, it just it changes the energy in that moment. Like, oh, you know, there's birds and flowers on this planet. It helps us remember. Let me play the music box again and see if anything else wants to be said. Maybe not. Sometimes not. I find this absolutely soothing. I hope you do too. What it's reminding me of, Michelle is in my my group coaching, which is called Ollie Ollie Oxen Free. And for those of you who may not know that expression, when I was little and we would play hide and seek, you would yell Ollie Ollie Oxen Free, and that meant it's safe to come out of hiding. And I love that idea of it being safe to come out of hiding. And I love the name Ollie Ollie Oxen Free because it's so much fun to say. And I love the people in my group. And when I was just playing this music box for you, I remembered that when we last met, we did something that I call loveless selfies, which you can probably guess what that is. The love list is something usually we make for someone else. And reasons, specific reasons why we love someone, the impact they've had on our lives, and like that. But the loveless selfie is a little bit of a twist on that, where we do that for ourselves. And so maybe what else wanted to be said today along the lines of tiny little pinpricks of light is, right now, as you're listening to this, maybe you could think of something that is really lovable about you. You know, like maybe there's something unique or quirky about you that you don't often celebrate. But maybe if you're taking a moment right now, you might just feel that. Put a hand on your heart. You know, maybe there's a way that you are someone who helps other people in certain ways. You know, like you always bring a certain favorite dish to somebody that you love. You know, can you take a moment and like, I love that about myself, you know, just like say that to yourself. I love that about myself. You know, I love that, you know, even when I'm really tired, I make the effort to phone a friend who really needs to hear my voice. I love that I'm someone who, you know, takes care of my body because I really want to be healthy and be able to be vibrant with the people around me and with myself. So I'm going to be quiet for a second and let you hopefully play along and say something loving to yourself, a love list. I hope you did it. Or maybe you're still doing it. I hope, here's my biggest hope, is that you're like, wait, that wasn't enough time. I keep writing down things. There's so many things that I love about myself. Oh, that would be wonderful. That would be so wonderful if that's what happened for you. And if it didn't, you know, if it was maybe a little bit of a struggle, maybe after I hang up, after we hang up, after you stop listening, maybe you'll take a walk outside and really let yourself think about ways that you're lovable. If you're really courageous, you can ask somebody. You can ask your spouse, a best friend, your mom. And that's a really beautiful thing too, to be able to hear directly from people what makes us lovable. These things are all really important. You know, like that little tiny music box, little tiny joys add up. I often think it's like a jeweled necklace, right? That each tiny little pinprick of light is a jewel. And maybe it's small on its own, but they really add up to something beautiful. And even on their own, they're beautiful. You have been a pinprick of light for me today. I've loved this. I love that you're on the other side of this virtual table from me because I need you. I need to have people that I can share things with, even when I don't know what wants to be shared, like today, to let that discovery happen. That's the last thing I'll say, is that I hope you allow yourself that gift with people that you love. I hope you allow yourself the gift to just show up and not, you know, not report necessarily on anything that's happening to you, but maybe let something bubble up from the moment, because there can be surprising, novel things that just come out of us. I didn't really know where this would go, and it's fueled me in a way that I am so grateful for. I'm so grateful to you. Thank you for being here. I love our Sundays together, and I wish you all the best. Seek and create those little pinpricks of light. It makes a difference. Love you. Bye-bye.